It's here and now. After years of controversy, the Major League Baseball team out of Cleveland announced last week that it will now be the Cleveland Guardians. While the choice of Guardians may have baffled some, the name was inspired by one of the city's most iconic landmarks, a set of towering statues known as the Guardians of Traffic. David C. Barnett, senior arts reporter for WCPN's Idea Stream, Cleveland local and an institution himself, is here. Hi, David.
Absolutely. As we are both, right?
Well, the name that's being dropped, as inappropriate as we know, was Cleveland Indians. The team decided to pivot away from names with a Native American origin and cut ties with the controversial Chief Wahoo. But we'll have pictures at hereandnow.org, but for the uninitiated, Guardians of Traffic, what is that?
It is on a bridge that crosses the infamous Cuyahoga River. It links east and west. The statues date back to 1932, and there are four pylons on the bridge, two on the west side and two on the east side. Each one of these pylons has this guardian on it, and what the guardians are doing is holding a mode of transportation, everything from a stagecoach to a hay wagon, to a brand new car, circa 1920 or so, and several trucks. And so each one of these guardians is holding these vehicles, and is in a way is kind of blessing the traffic that goes back and forth across the bridge. They're done in an Art Deco style, and they're beautiful to look at.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. As again, hereandnow.org to see them, but. How will that translate into a T-shirt?
Well, there's been some question about the logo itself because it's the logo they've come up with is a little clunky. It's a baseball with a couple of wings on each side, which kind of emulates the way the Guardians look. But I got to tell you, the Guardian imagery is all over town. It is on T-shirts. It is on beer bottles. It is on even shower curtains, and not to mention, you know, paperweights and bumper stickers and buttons and that sort of thing. So it's really part of the, you know, to be corny, to be part of the DNA of the city. But it's so true.
No, I think that's a wonderful way to put it. And this city has deep, rich DNA. How are people feeling about the change?
Well, there's a mixed reaction, I'll put it that way. But I think it's trending towards positive. The critics will argue that their childhood memories are being erased, or some might say canceled. Others say that logo is bad. But the adherents are saying that the Guardians are iconic, and they have a long history, and they are Cleveland. They are noble. They are strong. And what's not to like about that?
Right. What is not to like? Has the team, you know, have they come? Can you see the logo now with the team? I mean, as you said, it's all over town, but
not
can
yet,
you get
not
it?
Not yet,
a hat?
Because it's due to be introduced in next year. As you may recall, in recent years, Chief Wahoo went away several years ago, and so they've been phasing it out, and so that they finally have phased out the name Indians.
Okay, well now it's Guardians of Traffic athletes.
Indeed,
David C. Barnett. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that it's happening, quite frankly. And I got to say, go Guardians. First time I ever said that.